the New Jersey man and his wife $3.2 million for a sinkhole that caused the man to crash during a charity bike ride in the city several years ago. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports a 55-year-old man hit the hole as he was approaching the finish line, and while he was wearing a helmet, he was knocked unconscious, suffered multiple fractures, and required implants in his spine. And again on Wall Street this morning, the Dow up 42 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Or not.
And welcome. This is Thursday. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. And no, it's not Carl and Linda. It is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
The two Clarks, one with an E and one with an out.
One with an innie and one with an out.
Yeah, I don't know. That was great. Okay, so we are here. It's the second Thursday of the month, and Sharon and I do the show together on that day. Because Monday, the first Thursday became an issue, and so we've tried the second Thursday now, so we'll be doing that from now on. Please join us at kcnr1460.com and get into the chat room, or give us a call at 605-4567. It's 45 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a 40% chance of showers this morning, cloudy with a low around 46 this evening. A 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy after 10 p.m. On Friday, showers likely mainly before 4 p.m., cloudy with a high near 63, calm wind becoming southeast later in the day, and a chance of precipitation on Friday is 70%. Friday night, a 50% chance of showers. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers, a high of around 66 and a low of 46. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. Slight chance of shower in the evenings. And then on Monday, we're going back to rain. So we're going to kind of have brief in-and-out rain, which we absolutely totally need. But fairly good temperatures, not nearly as cold as it was last week. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Good morning, Bob.
And good morning, ladies. And just a couple of quick notes here. By the way, the chat room that KCNR1460.com is once again operational. There was a problem with it yesterday. The folks at Chat and Go, who is the provider, we don't make our own chat room up because, frankly, I have no idea how to do that. But the folks at Chat and Go are having a problem with one of their ports, we're told, and they got it fixed, and now everything is, again, appears to be working in the KCNR chat room, so drop in and join the conversation. Quick community news notes, a couple of things coming up this weekend. The Enterprise High School Culinary Competition Team. Now, did you know they had such a
thing? I did.
Yeah.
I did. Oh. Yeah, the culinary teams in the high schools and the colleges around here are becoming quite involved.
Well, they are competing in the 2018 Johnny Rockets Pro Start Culinary Cup for California. They'll be doing that on March 18th and 19th. And to help pay for the lodging, food, and supply, you can support this effort by stopping by the Sons of Italy Lodge on Saturday. You'll be able to take part in the Team Spaghetti Feed. Menu includes Italian salad with heirloom tomatoes, spaghetti Italian-style meatballs with bolognese sauce, all kinds of really good stuff for just $15. You can get a table of eight for $100. Get your tickets. This is being sponsored by the Sons of Italy, and you can contact James at 949-0704, 949-0704 if you want to get tickets for that Enterprise High Spaghetti Feed. Also this Saturday, and this may be sold out, National Wild Turkey Federation Hunting Heritage Banquet at the fairgrounds. If you want to get a couple's ticket, that's $120 for two meals and a membership. If you want information, contact Nicole at 276-5588 or Andy at 604 6554. National Wild Turkey Federation helps, of course, support habitat for the turkeys, especially the ones, as I was telling the ladies before the show, who apparently have taken up residence at the Redding Cemetery, which is kind of odd, but, you know, they're probably safe there.
Well, and they're probably, you know, the wild turkeys I'm noticing are everywhere except where they're being hunted.
Yeah.
They're smart. They're pretty prolific. I mean, at any given day, I can drive down my street and be greeted by a group of turkeys?
A flock.
I was going to say pack, but
flock. Yeah, a flock of turkeys.
There didn't used to be any turkeys in this area.
They had to
bring them in. When I was a kid, I never saw a turkey in the wild.
They brought some in, as I understand it, some 20-30 years ago, and they were scarce at that point, but they're not anymore. I think that Carl always Carl reports that they're hard to find in the hunting areas, but not so much anyplace else. So Sharon,
good morning.
How are you?
Good. I just got back from Hawaii.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, it was really nice and like 77 and low humidity, and I spent 5 days in Waikiki Beach on Oahu, and it was super nice. So,
oh, fun!
But I came back on Tuesday, and work stuff happened, and I was dealing with a few things driving back from San Francisco, and so whatever juju I had coming home, it was quickly taken away. Traffic was a 6-hour drive from San Francisco home, and so I kind of lost my mojo of Hawaii, but that's okay. It was super fun.
It was good. And it's amazing how quickly you can just get right back into that tone grind and you've,
One of my girlfriends says, you need a re-entry day. So after every vacation, she tries to have like an extra day to like re-entry into her life. And I'm like, well, that's nice, but I own a business and I don't have time for a re-entry day if I'm back home.
Yeah.
But she always she leaves an exit day and a re-entry day at each end of her vacation. So that's really nice.
Okay.
Well, I've been able to do that.
Way more organized and planned than I am. Okay. So we're going to start this morning, Sharon, with a rant.
Okay. Good. Okay. Watch out.
Okay. Only because I have this, I am so tired of every news article that I hear from a local, a nation, whatever, is always supported by someone who's not authorized to speak. You know what I'm saying? This information comes from so-and-so who I can't tell you because they're not authorized to speak.
An unnamed source.
But they always throw in that not authorized to speak. If they're not authorized to speak, why aren't we holding them accountable for leaks? I don't.
It's totally true. You're right.
I mean, it comes out of the Oval Office. It comes out of here. It comes out of wherever. But they're not authorized to speak. Why don't they have their mouth shut then? One of my little things. Every time I hear that, makes me crazy.
Well, yeah, because if they're not willing to give their name and.
Because they're not authorized to speak.
So we give them validity and publish it anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. So we go ahead and tell the story, even though, you know, they're not authorized to tell you what they know, and maybe they don't even know it.
As Barbarossa was quoted in Pirates of the Caribbean, they're not so much rules as what you might call guidelines.
I guess so. Do you have something that just irritates you like that?
Oh, I'll think of something.
Okay.
I don't, off the top of my head, my biggest rant right now is the weather because it delayed my flight and I had some travel issues. But I guess we can't really, you know, complain about that too much. But
well, we can't, and I'm surely, we really need the rain. It's amazing if we can get this saturation here. And this is kind of coming nice. We're getting a little bit. It's soaking in. We're getting a little bit. We're not having floods.
The East Coast is just getting pounded.
Well, yes, they are. Yes, they are. But we're not at this point, although the wind, that's a challenge. I think while you were gone, the wind blew just, I don't know what the rate was or how fast or strong it was blowing. But I am surrounded by wooden fences. And, I mean, I've got boards off and gates open and planks gone. And, I mean, it just literally moves great big rocks that blow so hard.
Yeah, well, the day I left on Thursday, and it was 40-mile-an-hour gusts. So, but I thought, well, I'm going to dress for Hawaii, right? Because, I mean, I'm going to arrive on the island. So I'm in this sundress with, like, a jean jacket and sandals. And it's, like, 40-mile-an-hour winds and rain. And I stopped to get gas.
And you needed to furl the sails before
It was so funny because I'm getting gas in Redding before I leave town. And this guy's looking at me like, who are you and where'd you come from? This like Hawaii, this, you know, long print dress and this jean jacket and literally open toed shoes. He's looking at me like I was crazy. I'm like, yeah, when I arrived on the islands, I was already in my garb and I fit right in. So
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. One way or the other. I know when I left go to Mexico, I did the same thing. And it's like, okay, it's really cold right now, but I know as soon as I get off of that airplane and by the time I get through customs and all of those things, I'm going to be really miserable if I'm not dressed appropriately. So, you do that coming and going both ways. Well, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back after this message.
And it's coming up on 7:15. This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Cornerstone Bank. They want to welcome friends and neighbors to the new branch in downtown Reading, a block south of Jack's Grill. It's serving the Reading area. I got a great team of professionals there, drive-through teller and ATM, of course, all the usual things, extended business hours. They don't keep the banker's hours. They're open till 5 on weekdays, as 6 o'clock on Friday. That's pretty good for a bank. And Fridays are open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. in their drive-through. Three locations, 1845 California Street, 150 East Cypress Avenue, and 237 South Main in Red Bluff. Cornerstone Community Bank, inviting you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. More Free Fire Radio with our guest hosts right after this.
Billion Patrick for Reading Kia, inviting you to clean up with big savings during Reading Kia's spring cleanup sale.
Kia, America's best value gives you more, like America's best warranty and great gas mileage.
It's the 51 mile per gallon 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. You have got to drive this car.
And you'll clean up on a new 2018 Kia Optima, EPA rated 36 miles per gallon highway, lots of room for your friends and family, and a ride you're going to love.
The 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017, is available now and at a great sale price.
And you'll really clean up with complimentary lifetime oil changes when you purchase your next vehicle at Reading Kia. So come on, take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy at your Kia Superstore.
Reading Kia's spring cleanup sale on now. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. We both own Kias and we love them.
Reading Kia, Facebook, Instagram, readingkia.com.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park's new exhibition, Design Zone, is now open and ready for action. Now through April 6th in the museum, explore the concepts behind video games, drum machines, skate parks, roller coasters, and more. And learn how artists, designers, musicians, and innovators design the concepts behind these technologies. Design Zone is free for members or included in park admission. Only at Turtle Bay.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
And now, back to our show.
719 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And, you know, when the weather is like this, you want a well-functioning home heating and cooling system because you don't know from one day to the next what you're going to get. That's the time to call Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years, with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. You got your warranties, guarantees. They offer 7 day a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Now back to Clark and Clark.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Don't forget to jump into the chat room if you'd like to join the program at KCNR1460.com. Bob pays attention to that, and if you've got any comments, he'll pass them on to us. Or you can give us a call if you have a question or something you'd like to talk about this first hour at 605-4567. Sharon and I are just kind of...
Operators are standing by.
We're just kind of catching up here after a month of not doing the show together. We do have a guest coming in at 8 o'clock. The city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Keezer, is going to come in and talk to us about things that are going on down in the city of Anderson and down in the South County. So that'll be a good update.
Good.
Yeah. Sharon, we haven't been together to talk about the most recent shooting down in Parkland, Florida, and what a tragedy. I just, my heart goes out to all the people impacted by those disasters because they're just, they seem avoidable.
And the more, and you hear the stories, the more that information comes out about the police and about the different calls that were made and about the stories of the children and teachers locking doors and kids can't get into the classrooms. You know, more and more stories are coming out as time progresses. And, yeah, it's just horrific.
It's chaotic.
Yeah.
It is. And you know, one of the things that I picked up and have done a little bit of research on is a story that indicated that there was a program put into effect during the Obama administration by Eric Holder that encouraged, because of the so many more minorities were ending up in the prison system right out of high school, that they were trying to curb that. And as you will remember, when Eric Holder was attorney general, he went out of his way to try to avoid incarcerating minorities.
Mm-hmm.
This program was called the Youth Promise. And it was set up to give grant monies to schools that could cut the rate of incarceration and the crime rate in the schools. So what happened was they were encouraged and rewarded financially if in fact they didn't have this crime rate, and the way they didn't have the crime rate is they didn't report. So they didn't report minorities or when they had misdemeanors or they were in trouble or they got kicked out of school or truancy or all these things. And even if the police department was brought in, this specific police department did not keep records of that. And as such, were then rewarded with financial aid.
Wow, for not reporting.
For not reporting. Mm-hmm. And then showed, and this sheriff that was in all the papers, he ran on the second term on how much he had cut the crime rate in that. Turns out he hadn't cut anything specifically. What he had done is stop reporting all these things, and that's how the offender was able to go and buy guns because he didn't have a record of any kind.
Massage the data.
Exactly.
Because it's all about how people feel.
Now, the reason I bring that up at this point, nothing you can do about Parkland at this point, but that program is in many of our schools, specifically in areas where we have a high minority population in the school system. So I would hope that the other school systems are looking at that and seeing who has slipped through the cracks through the last few years because they weren't reported. But we do have a phone call, Sharon. Let's go to the phones and talk with Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, ladies. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you.
Good. Hey, Trish, I got a couple quick questions, if I can, on local government.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you're an expert.
I don't know about that. But
well, you know more than most people, so... Anyway, on Anderson's half cent sales tax increase,
yes,
did the fire protection district, which is separate from the city of Anderson, did that receive any of that money?
No, they did not.
Oh, great. I didn't think so because the other night at this Reading City Council meeting, I believe it was your, I'll call her your past colleague on the board, I think, Francie Sullivan, said that the district got part of that sales tax, and I
no.
didn't think that was true.
No, that is not true, and it's most unfortunate because I think a lot of the citizens of Anderson believe, in fact, they did, because when we talk public safety, certainly we talk police and fire.
Right.
But because it is a separate district, it's important for the citizens down in Anderson to realize that, no, the fire department didn't get any of that money, and yes, the fire department needs funds and will probably be coming for them very shortly.
Right. And a question on county. Now, statutorily, it's the county's responsibility to maintain or have the jail and mental health services, correct?
Yes.
It's not the city of Reading, it's not the city of Anderson, it's not the city of Shasta Lake, it's the county.
It's the county.
Okay, so I guess that explains why we can't get anything done with the jail, because the county supervisors refuse to do anything.
Well, that certainly is part of the problem. Lack of funds is also a problem. And even if the half-cent sales tax were to pass in the city of Reading, none of that money would automatically flow to the county for jail services. Now,
well,
it's not
probably maybe a solution. Then maybe the county should put maybe like a 0.25% sales tax and have that go to the jail and mental health, and let the city of Reading, if they want to try to find some funds, put their own sales tax on. Thank you for your comments. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Mike, very much. And
well,
I would,
said, Mike.
Very well said, but I would tell you that unless the county had that sales tax, the authority to make that sales tax go county-wide, i.e. include all of the purchases and transactions in the incorporated cities, you couldn't raise enough money in the unincorporated area to make that much of a jail service. The money is generated by those businesses. It's a Situs-generated thing. So only those businesses located in the unincorporated area would have to pay that extra sales tax unless you passed it countywide, including the cities.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's part of the bugaboo on that whole thing. Not to say that the cities can't come up with funding and funnel it in some manner. Oh, I got a joint powers agreement, some kind of a contract where they would put money in to run a jail. But I would think that a half-cent sales tax countywide would work.
And I would vote yes.
Because then that money could go towards the jail, which is the primary problem. We can put a whole bunch. We've seen that in the past, where money has come in for one of the jurisdictions to hire more police officers. And that's okay. I mean, that's good to get them arrested. But then there's no room in the jail, and there's no money for the district attorney, and there's no money for the public defender, and there's no money for the probation department, because it's a system.
Well, and you know, it's interesting when you read, you know, about these arrests. Most of the time it's like their third arrest, their fourth arrest. They go in, they come out. You know, it's like a revolving door.
Yeah.
Most of these arrests aren't, it's not the first time.
We had a local store owner we were talking with here in the lobby who they lose something on the order of $3,000 a month in merchandise. Mm. This is a small business. They can't afford that. But they are right downtown. They have people come in literally just dropping stuff in their pockets, in their bags. They try to intercept them. Then they put up a fight. In one case, this turned into an altercation where the guy reached for the knife and the store owner exercised his Second Amendment right. And the guy backed down and ran out, dropping stuff as he left. When they filed the police report, because anytime you have to draw, you really need to call the police right away and give your side of the story first. But the officer said that this individual was known to law enforcement, had been in town for 4 days this time, and had stolen two cars.
Wow.
And they write these people up. They take 2 hours to get them processed, and they're out in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there is a solution, and I think that the county needs to get creative. They have to perhaps cut back on some other services. If this is the priority, it must be prioritized, and maybe other services need to go away. I know that they've cut. We did that a few years back, and there was a lot of complaints in the unincorporated areas about some parks and things that we closed. There was no money in the budget to maintain those parks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so, I mean, Shasta County is really big, 3,650 square miles. That's a lot of territory. And when you have maintenance people taking care of a little park in Burney, and then one up at French Gulch, and then one out in Igo at Ono, and one over on Balls Ferry, that takes a full day for a guy to go to each one of those places and clean those parks. And it became more than the county could do, and a lot of those services went away.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it's time that the county look at just providing those things that are absolutely mandatory and mm-hmm. let the communities pick up the rest.
We have to get a handle on this, because do we want to be like San Francisco, which literally you can get an app that tells you where the human waste on the sidewalk has been spotted so you can avoid it. There's an app for that.
I know.
And Gavin Newsom wants to run our state. There goes. I just hit the Trish trigger right there.
I'm going to tell you. When we come back from the break, let's do talk about the Attorney General's visit to state of California.
Oh yeah,
that was kind of interesting, and I just am loving feedback.
They're not laws; they're guidelines.
Exactly. So we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
This portion of Free Fire Radio is sponsored by Finders Keepers in Redding. Off Hilltop, across from C.R. Gibbs, it's a unique, upscale home consignment boutique, thank you very much, with a quality selection of new and gently used pieces ready for your home or business. Finders Keepers on the web, finderskeepersredding.com. 7:30, KCNR 1460. We continue after these bottom-of-the-hour messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Let Elements do the preparing for a fabulous Easter brunch at Wind River Resort and Casino on Sunday, April 1st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Buffet includes carving station with prime rib, pork loin, baked ham, a waffle and omelet station, and an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $25 with River Club card. Children $8. Children 5 and under eat free. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For full menu, download the Wind River app. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Redding community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
allow your engineer, producer, a moment
to bring
to pay the
in.
Bills. Okay, Free Fire Radio 734. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222, and now I shut up.
Okay, thank you so much, Bob. Well, good information, and this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Our chat room is available at kcnr1460.com. And if you have a question or a comment you'd like to join the show, give us a call at 605-4567. And we'll now go to
Bob from Reading. All the cool guys are named Bob.
There you go. Well, welcome, Bob.
Well, good morning. I was there at the meeting Tuesday, and I've been at many of the meetings about this half-cent sales tax. And the people in Reading and the people in Shasta County would not mind paying that, okay? But not like Anderson. Shasta County and the city of Reading will not specify that the money goes to the jail or to the police. They still want to say it goes to the money goes, most of it, to the general fund. And this is why they will never pass that. And when they finally get off their, whatever you want to, their high horse, people will vote for it because we want our city safer. We want our children safer. And that's all I got to tell you is that they just won't do anything but put it in the general fund.
But thanks for your comments, Bob.
Thank you.
I think it really boils down to a matter of trust, because the city of Anderson did the same thing. The issue boils down to if, in fact, you specify it, then you have to get 2/3 of the vote. That's a pretty high nut. I mean, that's...
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah, that's
so
a good
you,
point.
If you come out and say this money is guaranteed to be spent for just, say, public safety or justice, you have to be very specific. That requires a 2/3 vote of the population. If it does, if you don't specify, then it requires 50% plus one. Now, what happens is they do a joint advisory message, and this is exactly what the city of Anderson did as well. They passed Measure A, which was the tax, and Measure B or C or whatever, the advisory measure that said what the people would want them to spend it on. Now, that's advisory only and not mandatory on the city council. I think at this point, and I don't hesitate to say it, the reality is the citizens of Anderson had faith in their city council and in the management and the past and the way they'd been handling it, and they voted for it and supported it. And, in fact, they've spent more than the 50% that the advisory measure suggested. It's my understanding they've spent upwards of 75-80% of that money on public protection and those things. Jeff Keyser can speak to that a little better in the second hour.
And may I bring this up? Carl has pointed this out several times. It doesn't matter what the city of Reading does. We could hire 50 new cops tomorrow. We could make 1,000 arrests a day. There's no place to put them. And until that bottleneck at the county level, and Trish, with all respect to your colleagues and former colleagues, that board of inaction
doesn't hurt my feelings.
Does nothing without running on the roof and sticking their finger in the air to see which way the wind is blowing first. I mean, come on, guys. You have been talking about this for at least 8 to 10 years, and not a damn thing has been done yet.
Well, and there's the rub, and we talked about that with the caller in the first half hour. Is that until you can balance the system and take care of all of the parts of that system, arresting them just doesn't make it happen.
That's interesting. So even if the sales tax, it says public safety, which is to me a pretty broad, you know.
It has to take 2/3.
Wow.
Yeah. And I got to say it, I don't mean to keep beating up on the same people, but the day that it didn't pass after they had, you know, just been telling them, you know, we have to have it. We have no money to do anything. And if we don't get that half cent sales tax, we're going to, you know, the city's going to go under, and we've got these problems. We've got that problem. We've got everything else. And what do they do but come right back in, I think it was the next week, and give a whole round of raises to their managers? It's like in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And I think until they can convince the people they can be trusted, and yes, if we pass this, it will go towards that. And I think that, I'm not exactly sure the mechanism, but I believe that that half-cent sales tax could be passed in the city of Reading, and part of that money could be used for a contract with the county to do a jail, a place to put them.
Reading's looming elephant in the room is the PERS, the situation and that huge unfunded liability. Now, doesn't Anderson also have a huge unfunded liability?
No.
Or were they smarter when they hired their people?
They were smarter when they hired their people. They did some things, and let's check to have Jeff talk about that in the second hour, because they're in much better shape with that than some other entities are. And I have to say, for my small city, it's been very well managed over its history. It hasn't grown a lot. From the time I moved there in 1977, I think the population was 8,000 people. It's just a little over 10,000 now. It's a nice, controlled, small city. Business is booming down there right now. We've got a lot of new things happening. It's been very well managed. I'm very proud of that little city.
When Reading has thrown up roadblocks, Anderson has said, how can we help?
And there certainly was a period when I first got on the Anderson City Council in 1986 with some of those same issues with the planning department and that stumbling block thing that is faced in other jurisdictions. Fortunately, the council, since starting then and moving forward, have really held the city staff to their feet to the fire. They have a small staff. We don't have a whole bunch of assistants this and assistants that. Most of our department heads wear two or three different hats, and they use a lot of contract people. They hire instead of having 25 people standing around the planning department that you might need when you have a lot of projects. When they have a lot of projects, they bring those extra people in. They work cooperatively with the city of, or with the fire protection district for plan checks and kind of work together on those things, coordinate some of those activities. They make the dollars go a little bit further, and I think both paid off because mm-hmm. the citizens trusted them. They gave them the half-cent sales tax, and it's been very good.
Yeah, and the crime is down. I read the article today.
Yeah.
The crime is down, so
yeah.
it worked.
I would be curious to know the number of city employees, not counting the fire department, because it's a separate entity. The number of city employees in Anderson, which is 1/7 the size of Reading, versus the number of employees in Reading. And how does that is that ratio about right, or is Anderson doing a lot more with a lot less, proportionally speaking?
I think that you'll find that out. We'll speak to Jeff about that when he comes in. But yeah, I think you're going to find it's very interesting. Also, recognize that there's some of the other reasons, and we're talking about Anderson now, and we should wait for Jeff for the next hour. I think I'm going to leave it there, and I'm going to talk to him about some of the things that they don't offer as a city that they contract out with, which the city of Reading could do as well, and that certainly saves money as well. So, anyway, Sharon, you never did come up with a rant. So have you come up with one yet?
We've given you plenty of fodder.
I know. I mean, not really.
Okay, so I'll jump to another subject that was fascinating.
Except you'd rather be back in Hawaii.
That's right. So she still is taking that day of rest, I think.
I'm still in Aloha Land.
Yesterday, I watched Jeff Sessions was in Sacramento, I think in Sacramento, yes, at for a news conference about the lawsuit that he's filing against the state of California for the sanctuary city
right,
thing.
Uh-huh.
And he spoke at a meeting of the U.S. District attorney.
Okay.
And the gentleman who introduced him was McGregor Scott, our very own McGregor Scott. And it brought back such a flood of memories when we hired Greg in 1997. As Dennis Sheehy had retired, and we hired McGregor Scott, who is now a U.S. District, Bob, help me out here.
Prosecutor or
Greg Scott is
McGregor Scott. He's the U.S. attorney for district in that
for the Eastern District. For the Eastern District.
Okay.
Yeah, so, anyway, but I remember distinctly, because I think you all remember what a clean-cut young man Greg was. When he and Jennifer, his wife, came in, we were doing interviews in the boardroom, and open interviews, and we were interviewing several people. Greg was scheduled for the next day, but he and Jennifer came in during another interview. They walked into the back of the boardroom, and they were so young and clean cut. I remember afterwards we remarked they looked like Ken and Barbie. She had the long blonde hair, and they were just so all American and young, you know, young and what have you. And I remember Molly and I saying afterwards that they looked like Ken and Barbie.
When I was a reporter, I had a great working relationship with McGregor Scott, including a couple of pretty hairy incidents.
Remember he was the attorney that prosecuted the gentleman out in Happy Valley.
Yeah.
Forgotten the names, but
Batson.
Yes, the Batson
Mowder murder. Yeah, that was pretty bad. But there were several live fire incidents, if you will, that I reported on for the station across town, and actually got a nice letter from McGregor on my reporting, which I still have.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it was very nice yesterday as I was watching this, and he introduced him, and then introduced him. Jeff Sessions gave a great speech. And certainly gave all the reasons why, I mean, it's pretty darn clear who has the authority for immigration in the United States, and it's a federal kind of thing. And even the court, I found the thing that they're talking about now, how interesting, is even the court, I think on a 9-0 vote, found that Alabama could not enforce immigration law, even though they were trying to enforce what the federal government called for. The Obama administration stepped in and said, no, you can't do it. We've got to do it. So now for the state of California to come in and go against federal law, you got to assume that the court is going to say, no, immigration is the sole purview of the federal government. You can't run your own state the way you want to.
Oh, no, you got to stack the deck in favor of, anyway, let's not go there.
It's going to be interesting to see if, in fact, I mean, this will end up at the federal level, I'm very sure, because I don't have a lot of faith in the Ninth District Court in saying that California can't do whatever they want to, so we'll go. So we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, you know, every once in a while, even at my age, I still do have to go get a haircut from time to time, and there is no better place. And this is where Carl goes. This is where a lot of our friends go. Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue, 244-9478. The guys down there are loyal KCNR listeners, because if I mess up, they'll let me know. Cypress Square Barbershop, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Back after this.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here, a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be sold-out show, the Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five-Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five-Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five-Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five-Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five-Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
This portion of Free Fire Radio at 10 minutes to 8 o'clock, brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Only full-service jewelry store in Reading, 222-2750, Four Winds Jewelry.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's 45 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 69, a low of about 40, and scattered showers throughout the day. The weather, as always, is brought to us, Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Speaking of, like, immigration and stuff like that, so I read an interesting news story about a couple, and the girlfriend got pissy at her boyfriend for dating someone new and called ICE on him and had him deported. So she and he'd like been stalking him. I mean, it's not funny, the stalking part, but literally, like, this disgruntled woman, you know, turned her guy in because she was so mad he was dating someone else, and she knew he had a couple things on his rap sheet and he was here illegally. He'd come back. He'd been deported once and had come back in. So she got mad at him and she reported him. And so there was a news story on it. I thought it was interesting that she was just like, I'll get you.
Yeah, well, there. That's a pretty big hammer.
She had the last word on that.
Did you know, the whole immigration thing, I think, is, hopefully Congress is going to get off their behind and do something with some of these things. I have to give credit from time to time to things that President Trump is trying to do. He certainly has set up a perfect scenario there where they could take care of this immigration bill that they've been kicking down the road forever. It makes one wonder if, in fact, the Democrats even really want to solve the issue of immigration, because he gave them way more than any of us thought he should have given them on that DACA bill. And yet they won't even discuss it. They won't even come close to trying to make any kind of legislation on it. A lot of the things that Obama did by caveat and by just doing an executive order or just...
I got a pen and I got a phone.
There you go. Yeah, waving his magic wand. And you would think that the next president could wave his magic wand and undo them, given they were never constitutionally done in the first place. Unfortunately, the Democrats and the media and that, what have you, they want to litigate everything which the Republicans could have done to Obama. Mm-hmm. Every time he did one of those, that's the only recourse when the president acts unconstitutionally or what have you, is for Congress to come after them or for litigation, the courts. One of the other branches of the government to take them on. Well, unfortunately, the Republicans just kind of keep their mouth shut and let Obama do whatever he wanted to do for 8 years. The Democrats on the other side are not going to do that. Every time the president does anything, they file a lawsuit, which means the president then has to litigate it.
Yeah. And the message that's being transmitted by the media, I listen to NPR in the mornings because I like to know how the other guys are thinking. Also listening to the BBC in the mornings. But
it strikes me that every single news story, this is not an unbiased news thing.
Oh.
Every story is a chance to mock an attack. And I think there was a study that 80% of news coverage of Trump, and mind you, he's not my ideal candidate to be sitting in that office. I'm going to be pretty blunt about it. But be fair. Everything gets twisted and turned into an absolute negative. And come on, guys. This isn't news. This is propaganda.
Well, I will tell you that certainly no mystery that I was a big supporter of Ted Cruz in that whole presidential thing. And I still think that he would have made it an excellent president. Having said that, I'm not sure as far gone as we were through the Obama years and as much of his agenda that he had been able to put into effect that an insider could have turned it around. Every day I am becoming more and more of a Donald Trump supporter in that I think that's exactly what we needed, is someone to completely out of the box, approach it in a different manner, throw everything up in the air and see what sticks. And
he's definitely doing that.
Well, I will tell you that this president has accomplished more of his agenda, what he ran on, what he said he was going to do in the first year of his presidency than any other president has in my history or in my recollection. And that's what he got voted into office for.
If he could just quit tweeting.
I disagree, because he seems to be able, when they just can't let something go and they're just beating some issue to death, he tweets out something that makes everybody crazy. But you know what he does? He gets them talking about his tweet, talking about the rest of it. And eventually, after that ludicrous tweet has been out there for a few days, it starts being the story. And guess what? That is what they're addressing. And so I'm not at all sure he doesn't know exactly what he's doing. I think he's leading them around by their nose, and they hate it. So I don't have a lot of not sure sometimes exactly where he's going. He threw out that bit on the immigration. We thought he'd sold us out there. Turns out, well, maybe he didn't. We sure thought for a little while there, and I'm not still clear on the gun control issues. I have some mixed emotions about the legislation that they passed in Florida, which I like part of it, don't like part of it. You mentioned, Sharon, that you don't have an issue with the 21 age limit for buying long guns.
Yeah, so here's my point of that. Is I think that for the age group of these kids when they're bullied and have these mental health issues, you know, again, it's not the gun that kills, it's the people carrying the gun that kill. But I think just raising it to 21, the kids that are hunting, the kids that have parents, they're going to have access to borrow those guns. They're going to still be able to hunt. This is a family passed down generation to generation. They're going to have that. But it's going to keep the guns from the kids that are going through that bullying process. By the time they're 21, they're out of high school. It does get better. They're not, right in the midst of all of this wrongdoing that they feel has been done. And hopefully the maturity has happened that when they're 21, they're not going to buy the gun and go back. That's where my thinking is.
Yeah. The downside with that, Sharon, is that what about the young man that enters into the Navy for a 2-year stint, packs a gun, goes over, shoots people to protect this country, comes back at 20, has a wife and a family, and can't buy a gun to protect them?
With that, we're coming up on 2 minutes, but we maybe just have time for a quick call from Henry. If he will keep it brief. Henry, welcome to KCNR. What do you got?
Welcome, Henry.
The way Trump handles things, but remember this, what he's doing is he's got enough balls in the air that he keeps people thinking about something else, and while he's doing this, he's getting all kinds of things done under the table.
You're absolutely right, Henry. Good
exactly
point.
Exactly right. He's done everything he wanted to do.
I think that certainly the media and the other side are totally underestimating this man.
I think they are, too.
Yeah, well, I hope they continue to do that right through this next election so we don't lose our majority in both houses so we can and maybe get enough votes that if they will do what the people want them to do, maybe we can actually enact more of his agenda.
Well, let's put it this way. I haven't seen him do anything wrong yet.
You and I can agree on that.
Thank you, Henry.
Thank you, Henry.
Bye.
As so, my heart tries to restart.
Yeah. When he said balls in the air, Bob had his hand over the dump button. He wasn't sure where you were going.
Wasn't sure where that was going.
Well, and I do think, Trish, to your point, you know, with the 21 thing, it could be that legislation is written so that if you've served the military and been vetted differently, you know, I think it's just these average teenagers getting access. But, you know, at the same time, there are people that I think the Sandy Hook situation, he took his mom's guns.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are people that are still going to get their hands on guns, that are still going to do this. If they really want to do harm to people, they may still do it. But I think that in this case, you know, when he got the gun from a Dick's, he had a gun from Dick's, he didn't use the gun, but he could have been stopped.
So he could have been stopped.
If we could keep it, you know, less opportunity available. That's kind of my point.
You know, I think. Well, I don't happen to think that the gun issue is part of the solution. I think parenting is, and turning around, and I think we have to start parenting again.
Right.
I think that's
be
the
more
answer.
Aware. Yeah.
We're on the break, and we'll be back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump reportedly considering a one-month exemption from steel and aluminum tariffs for Mexico and Canada. The president says he's looking forward to a White House meeting on tariffs later today, but we don't know if he'll actually sign an order putting the tariffs in place. Meantime, some House lawmakers are appealing to Mr. Trump to change his mind about the tariffs.
More than 100 House Republicans are trying to get President Donald Trump to reconsider his plan of placing broad tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The lawmakers are concerned that unintended consequences could damage the U.S. economy. The lawmakers have sent a letter to the president saying tariffs and taxes make U.S. businesses less competitive and hurt consumers. The lawmakers urged the president to reconsider his decision sooner than later and said they're eager to work with the president on a more targeted approach, specifically dealing with China's unfair practices. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Florida Governor Rick Scott says he's in no hurry to sign a new school safety bill into law. Scott says he'll read that legislation first and will talk with families impacted by gun-related violence before deciding what to do. People across the Northeast digging out today as the latest winter storm pulls away from the region. It has stopped snowing, or soon will, in most places.
Today's the last day of the heavier snow from the system, but you know, there could actually still be some lingering snow across portions of Maine into the day Friday as well.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard, utility crews working overtime, trying to restore power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. Insurer Cigna will spend about $52 billion to acquire Express Scripts. That's the country's biggest pharmacy benefit manager. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up about 10 points. The NASDAQ, 11 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A second convoy of desperately needed aid for the besieged rebel-held eastern suburbs of Damascus has been put on hold.
There is intense bombardment. Airstrikes have been carried out in that area in the past 24 hours. There's no change there, and it does appear the government troops are rapidly advancing. We've heard that there are some rebels standing and fighting, but others are going to other areas to try and escape that bombardment. So while the international community is focusing on trying to get humanitarian assistance into eastern Ghouta, 400,000 people estimated to be trapped there, the Syrian government, back backed up by his Russian allies, appears to be wanting to get the job done. And for them, getting the job done is retaking the last major rebel stronghold close to the capital.
And that's the BBC's Martin Patience reporting from just outside Damascus. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow up 41 points. News and analysis at townhall.com. The NBA says it's reviewing sexual assault allegations against the Dallas Mavericks owner.
Prosecutors declined to file charges against Mark Cuban for a woman's claim that in 2011, he touched her inappropriately below the belt while they were taking a photo at a Portland nightclub. But prosecutors said there was evidence that contradicted the woman's claim and that she did not want to pursue the matter. But an NBA spokesman says they are looking into it. Sports Illustrated recently portrayed a hostile work environment at the Mavericks front office for women who worked there. And while Cuban was not named in that complaint, Sports Illustrated is questioning what he knew and when he knew it. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says Japan's policy of applying pressure to North Korea doesn't change just because its leadership is now apparently open to dialogue. Abe tells Japanese lawmakers North Korea should not be rewarded just for agreeing to talk. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And the news from Town Hall was brought to you on KCNR by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It is Thursday, so this is Trish Clark, and I'm joined this morning by my co-host,
Sharon Clark.
So,
good morning.
It's the second Thursday of the month. You can look forward to the Clark and Clark show. If you'd like to jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com and follow along, or you can give us a call at 605-4567. Temperature in downtown Reading is currently 51 degrees. We're looking for a high today of 69, a low of 40, a 40% chance of showers. On Friday, showers likely, mainly before 4 p.m., a high of 63. Chance of precipitation is 70%, and we're going to have a low of about 46 on Friday. On Saturday, 20% chance of showers before 10 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 66, 20% chance of showers in the evening, and a low of around 46. On Sunday, looking for a nice sunny day. Most of the day, maybe a little showers into the evening. And on Monday, a return to the precipitation. And we certainly like that and are looking forward to a lot of good moisture for another month or so. That would be great for that drought threat that we've got going. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we have a caller on the line. Welcome, Gary.
Good morning, everybody. Just thought I'd bring you up to date. Experiment, we had a gun watch. I say we, or about five of us, are continuing with our gun watch. And that being, we have loaded our ARs and our 9mm and have put them near the front door or on a table. And, of course, there are no children in the house. These are older people. And we have been watching to see if these guns will get up on their own and go out the door, fire, or something like that. And so far, not one of us has had that experience with the gun firing itself.
Good update, Gary, because, you know, certainly that would be what they have us believe, wouldn't it?
Yes. Oh, and that's what was believed in the Kate Stanley case in San Francisco.
Yes.
He convinced that they not only did the gun fire itself, but it hopped in his hands. So anyway, and there is a gun store owner, someplace, called in the Glenn Beck show a few days ago, and she has that experiment going as well. I kid you not. So anyway, we're not the only ones with a unique idea or something. But again, so far, the guns have not fired themselves. But we're still watching.
They've not mounted an attack.
Keep us informed, please, Gary.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, so now we will welcome our special guest for this hour, the city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Keyser. Welcome, Joy.
Thank you. Good morning. And I'm glad to see you start right off with your sponsors, the Shasta Gas and Propane in Anderson.
There you go. Absolutely. And you know, they're very happy when you speak with them. They love being in Anderson and have great things to say about the cooperation they receive.
If people haven't been by Chuck's business down there, you need to drive by, because it's not just propane distribution anymore. They have a whole tank rehab site they're doing. And I can't think of anywhere else that I've been in, you know, the area in Northern California where that's going on. So good for Chuck for figuring out a niche in the world. And he's killing it down there.
And thanks so much for doing it in the city of Anderson.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, Jeff, you probably were listening in the first hour as a couple of topics came up about the sales tax and the revenue and the sharing and all of that. And one of the things we were talking about and didn't, I finally said, well, we're going to wait and get Jeff here to have him put in. Bob brought up a question about per capita employees and things we do in the city of Anderson and comparing that to the city of Redding.
And somebody in the chat room pointed out, well, the difference is because Redding is the county seat and Anderson isn't, so they don't have all the issues. You still have to operate a municipality within a budget constraint, and I'm wondering, are you guys essentially doing more with less proportionally?
So I think there. Let's talk a little bit about what he said there. The city in Redding and city of Anderson, city of Shasta Lake, we as cities all provide essentially the same thing. So if you were to annex a new city, LAFCO would look for those same things.
We would hope they would. They didn't necessarily do that.
The county has other responsibilities than the cities does. So that's probably the bigger distinction. But we run our own business model. We have our own police department. Shasta Lake contracts out. But public safety was a huge important part of what was important to our citizens. But things we do different, Haven Humane handles our animal control. Waste management through a franchise agreement handles our trash. Inside the office right now, I don't have a development services director, department head that most would have. I have a part-time contract planner. And that fits with our development needs of today. But you can ramp that up and ramp that down very easily. We've always done most of our engineering work with our local engineering firms. Again, small city, we don't necessarily have a need for an engineering staff. I have a registered civil engineer, Dave Durrett. He is our city engineer. He does a great job, but he runs the day-to-day, and then we use contractors to do the rest.
Now, you don't have your own electric department, obviously, because everything in Anderson is PG&E, right?
We don't have our own municipal utility, so right. Anderson is 100% PG&E gas, electric.
Okay.
We do have our wastewater.
We have water and wastewater.
Yeah.
Those are all services the city has to provide. But like Shasta Lake's the brand new city in town, we incorporated in 1956. So a lot of those things were in place either through districts or franchise agreements already through the county. Where Redding started in the 1800s, they may had to have figured some of those things out as they went along. And times change and things evolve, and we've made the right decisions for Anderson.
Well, and I think one of the things that the citizens in Redding are looking and comparing, and you make some good points about the distinctions. There's nothing to say, however, that cities, when there isn't enough money to go around, establish priorities and contract change, go from running their own wastewater pickup, and they could change in contract for that.
Well, I think you're going to continue to see those change. The biggest line that I hate from staff, and they'll tell you this, is, well, we've always done it that way. That drives me nuts. No successful business operates that, other than In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Ask Sears, Montgomery Ward's, JCPenney's, et al. About we've always done it that way, and look what happened.
Absolutely. And so that's important to look at. We've never been a highly staffed government agency. We try and staff the essential needs and be judicial and responsible with our taxpayers' dollars. And I think we showed that in the sales tax. This is what we said we would do. And dang it, we've come through and done exactly that.
Well, actually, we've done beyond what you said you were going to do, because I think the advisory measure, as I recall, indicated that at least 50%
exactly.
of the funding should be used for public safety, and I think the city's gone beyond that.
Oh, yeah, we're way up in the 70s in what we've done with that. But that's the need. And so you have to do those things. Because even since we passed that in 14, our crime transient issues have gotten worse. They've changed in the state. They've changed on the West Coast. So we've had to focus and ramp towards that to deal with that issue in our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that's important to recognize. And I listened to some words from the police chief yesterday, and I liked his attitude about the difference between being a reactive department and being a proactive, where they're
absolutely
instead of I always said. And we'll go to a break here in just a minute. But I used to have the discussion with the sheriff's department about the sheriff's patrol. And I used to say, I think you need to rename that, because you're not patrolling, you're reacting.
You're responding.
You're responding. Mm-hmm. And you're not, you know, you're not out there on the streets. You're responding. Good point. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Keiser. If you have any questions about that, give us a call.
8:15 on KCNR. This portion of the program is brought to you by one of Redding's Business Women of the Year, Home Helpers, the in-home care service that is more than an agency. They're an extended family when family can't be there. Locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care. They customize home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they are happiest at home. Free Fire will continue after these messages. There was no time to play.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way, or Willie. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road, just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Redding community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A long, long time ago.
Don McLean is one of America's most enduring singer-songwriters, forever associated with American Pie. And he's coming to the Cascade Theater Saturday, March 10th at 7:30. It's a rare opportunity to hear Songwriters Hall of Famer Don McLean live March 10th at the Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly, today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. You know, we've said repeatedly that the police cannot be everywhere. And when that is the case, you're going to want to check out and contact the folks at North State Security. Since 1968, they have worked to give clients and community peace of mind to make your home a safer, more enjoyable place to visit, work, and live. Your business or event's extra set of eyes and ears against suspicious activity. Right now, they're patrolling the river trail. They're providing security at Redding's power plants and other places. It's the largest security company north of Sacramento. And you'll see them at events like Cool April Nights, Colt 45 baseball games, and they can be security for your event, too. That's North State Security, 243-0295, an ounce of prevention.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. If you have a question specifically for the city manager of the city of Anderson or something you'd like to chat about, give us a call at 605-4567. Sharon Clark and I are here this morning with the city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Keiser. So we were talking about, I've forgotten where we left off.
Well, why don't we go back to one of the questions Bob had, and he actually talked about it in the last hours, how many employees we have.
Good point.
And so currently at this moment we have 52 employees. Over half of those, though, work for the police department. So 20 sworn, and then the associated admin staff and non-sworn, which is our CSOs and what we call our public service officer, that person is actually split with police department and code enforcement. So we do co-fund some of those things to take advantage and hit the need. And code enforcement was also one of the things we said we would do with Measure A.
Exactly.
So we also have two in the current academy at Butte. They're not employees. They're on our sponsorship program. So that would bring us to 22 sworn here this spring when they graduate. So we have some very good things going, but we have focused our resources on public safety, the number one concern of our residents.
And we try to make the point, and I think the citizens are ready to accept it, that there's only enough money to do so many things. And if you don't have safety in your community, it doesn't do you a lot of good to have a whole bunch of other places to go and be active in, and a bunch of parks and that are not maintained because you don't have the police protection to make them safe for you to go.
Well, I mean, Trish, I think if we just took and backed up and took a look, where would we want to live? We'd want a river, lakes, mountains around us, water. That's Shasta County. So we have the geographics that we want. The next thing we would look at to live there is, can we be safe there? That would be the top. As you look for your family, you've got to be safe before you can have the other things. So I don't think it's an overly hard concept. I think when we look for places to live and work and enjoy life, after you find that element you want in the environment, you're looking to see if you can be safe.
There you go.
And so I think not only Anderson, but we as a region really need to step back and make sure we're achieving that. Anderson's done well with that, but we need everybody else to do the same thing, because we need to survive as a region.
As a county.
Absolutely. Because we have so much to offer here. You hear about Bend, you hear about these little places, but I'm telling you, we have better stuff. I'll concede Bend has Mount Bachelor, Mount Shasta may not quite be the same, but our lakes, our river, our ability to travel within a few minutes to the mountains, our weather is all better. And we have I-5. We have way more travelers coming through, so our access is better. We need to fix our few little flaws, because you know what? This ought to be the place where you come to retire when you work in California. This ought to be your number one vacation destination. I grew up in the Bay Area. You know where we vacationed every year? Bernie Falls, Shasta County.
Yeah.
And so when the opportunity came to work where you vacation, that should be the pinnacle of life. And
During the break, Jeff, we talked a little bit about an approach that I've certainly supported forever. There's a lot of things that need to be done as a county, and we need to get back to a sit down with all of the agencies, all of the entities, and look at Shasta County as a whole and figure out how we can provide the things. We know that the big elephant in the room is the jail system.
Right.
We as separate cities can do all kinds of things, but until we solve the justice system, back up just a bit. The justice system is a system.
Absolutely.
It does not do any good for the cities to have a whole bunch of police officers out there arresting people if we don't have, number one, a jail to put them in, availability in the courts to prosecute and go through the process, funding for the district attorney's office, funding for the public defender's office, the probation department. All of those things have to have funding and become a part of it for the system to work.
I think that's a huge element. But we also have to change our attitude.
That's right.
It's not what we can't do. It's how we can do it. And we have to come at it from that aspect. So I'll let you a little secret out what we're going to do in Anderson. I'm actually taking my city attorney, my police chief, and someone from the court. We're going to go to Fresno. Fresno does this well. They're one of the best in California from the arrest through the prosecution. We're going to go shadow them. I'm going to shadow my counterpart. Police chief's going to be with the police chief. City attorney's going to be with the city attorney. We're going to go learn how they're doing it well. There's nothing to reinvent here. People are doing it. We just need to help follow what they're doing and see how we can implement it in Shasta County. Because at the end of the day, people do want to solve this.
I think you're absolutely right. And I'm going to back up just something to something you said a minute ago, which is relative to the issues the city of Reading had. You said that you have consistently had a small staff and what have you. And that's not exactly true. When I was first on the city council in 1986, we had a lot more staff now.
I was in high school.
Well, I don't want to hear that, Jeff. But I will tell you that we had more staff then than we have now. And we're 2,000 more people in the city of Anderson than we were then.
Sure.
So the city of Anderson has figured it out.
Well, but it's things like
through
this.
Trial and error of cutting back and the contract people. We used to have a bigger planning department.
Well, but it's also using technology. So we used to walk and read every water meter. That took 5, 6, 7, 8 people. It's one person in a truck with a computer driving the city now. You have to do those things, and not that Reading's not. They're doing those things, too, and I know so is Shasta Lake. But we also need to use technology to be efficient. We should practice the same business practices a private sector business does to the greatest extent we can to be efficient and maximize our revenue. That's how you survive in the private world. Well, the government has to follow that to the best of their ability, too.
Well, and I think, again, back to, because the topic of conversation certainly now is how the city of Reading can pass that absent sales tax. They're not going to let that go. They continue to talk about it, but they're going to have to do some things, in my mind, to convince the citizens of the city of Reading that they can be trusted and that they're making an effort. One of the other things that we want to talk about is that unfunded mandate. That is such a huge thing in the city of Reading and not such a big thing in the city of Anderson.
Well, and let's talk about the key element of that. The biggest difference in Anderson and my counterparts is we do not offer post-retirement benefits.
So but that was a choice.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But so we don't have that whole half of that unfunded liability because we don't subscribe to that.
Okay.
And so our health insurance is through our rank and files union through Teamsters. We're not in PERS Health or PERS Care. So that whole piece just doesn't even exist in Anderson. Now, Teamsters offers wonderful health insurance. We have great health insurance at an affordable cost, and they do offer it to our retirees at a little different cost, but they can purchase it before they get to Medicare age on their own.
How about non-union employees?
Absolutely. The contract is across the board.
And covers all of your management employees as well.
Yeah, but again, we're partnering with the private sector.
There you go. Okay, so and that explains why the big differences.
Yeah.
Now, moving forward, though, are these choices that these cities that are buried can make over a period of time to change what they're doing?
That gets to be a tougher issue in what contracts they have with PERS. Because there's really two issues here. There's the management of PERS and the accountability that board and agency needs.
The lack of accountability.
Needs. Right. But we as PERS members need to be pushing on who we elect to that board to do the right thing, or they need to be moved on. Mm-hmm. Because they're a business, too. They're, because it's not only the taxpayer money, it's our personal money as employees that we put in that.
So you are all a member of PERS.
Absolutely.
You just don't have
just the
retirement
side. Right. Mm-hmm.
Was there a time when we offered PERS retirement benefits?
I don't know the answer to that. Not that I'm aware of. I think when, because I think that was in the Scott Morgan day, and he never went down the health care avenue that would not be a fiscally sound decision at that time. Now, there could be, even because you got to go back. Reading's been in this, you know, long time.
Yeah.
And it may not have been an option when they joined. They may have had to sign up for both.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that. But those, so we have tried to make good business decisions going along. We've also done things. I mean, we were one of the first to have people pay their fair share of the retirement. So as things have gone along.
You're absolutely right. That was an issue even back as when I was
absolutely.
On the council. And it was, my argument always was, it's pretty clear who's supposed to pay this. It says employees share.
Right. Right.
That's not real difficult to follow.
Yeah.
And,
right.
But a lot of jurisdictions, and I will say that was back in the 80s when that started, because people objected to giving employees raises, and so if an elected body could give the employees a perk, a retirement perk, a little something here, the population didn't scream so loud.
That was what was done at the time. It was popular,
exactly.
Absolutely. And I don't know that it was a bad business decision in the day.
I think it was because you could see it coming. And I used to say, you know, you're going to reach a point at some time when you've got two payrolls to pay.
Right.
You've got this retirement payroll that you're building, and you're going to have two workforces, the ones that are retired and the ones that are still working, and you're not going to have enough money to pay them both. And that's exactly where a lot of entities have found themselves. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Keyser. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at 605-4567.
8:30 KCNR 1460, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down at SST Oil. They have celebrated their 50th anniversary back in 2017. They are a premier fuel supply company serving Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1967. SSTOil.com. They have the largest, they're part of CFN, Commercial Fueling Network, largest card lock fueling system on the West Coast, 57,000 fueling locations. Check them out, SST Oil, 241-1167. Only logic, you must try to
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. It's Thursday, so you have Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And we're here this morning with one of my favorite people, and I love to talk South County and the city of Anderson, and Jeff Keyser, from the city manager of the city of Anderson.
And I'm happy to be here.
And so we're going to talk now about all the new businesses and business starts and stuff that's happening in the city. There's lots of building going on and things. So, Jeff, tell us what's going on down there.
Let's start with the housing side. So the Homewood subdivision, which has been there since pre-recession,
right,
caught fire after the recession, but they finished up this year. So that one is completely built out. Great to see for our town. But we had a lot of infill. So if you've been over on the west side of town, some of the vacant lots or some of the dilapidated places have been removed. Contractors have come in, built brand new houses, maybe split the lots and put two on it. That kind of infill stuff is awesome to see in our city. But behind Walmart, if you haven't been back there, you need to drive back there. Pleasant Hills subdivision is at the base of the hill. Brian Walker Ridgeline Development, they are doing great things there. High amenity, affordable house. They look great. Very proud of what they're doing. And then what everybody knows as the Vineyards is now called Skyview. There's more homes being built up there than I've seen in my whole time around in Shasta County. So beautiful views, probably some of the best views in Shasta County if you want a house that you can see Shasta and Lassen and the various.
And nobody
ranges
can build in front of you.
Nobody
ever
can build. Well, it is laid. Yeah, right. It is laid out well. I mean, yeah. I don't think there's a bad lot in the subdivision. So that part to see, Anderson needs that single-family housing. We need more of that.
That high-income kind of balance, because
right,
we went too many
balance
years.
Balance is the right word.
That's
absolutely
exactly right. We went too many years building nothing but affordable housing and got into a real balance where we would have our employees, city managers, police chiefs come into the community and say, you know, we really want you to live in Anderson, and they'd go, well, yeah, but
yeah, where? I need a four-bedroom home.
Where? Yeah.
I need a four-bedroom home, yeah, and I, you know, blah, blah, blah. So,
but
yeah,
it's important to note we do have some high-density housing going on. The Diamond Court Apartments back on Diamond Street, big facility that subsidized housing to an extent, and they've been working on that for years to achieve that. So that currently is being built, and they're going to start occupying that here in the next couple of months. So we have a mix of stuff going on, and that's good to see for our community. But I think there's a couple things we need to highlight in the last year. Grocery Outlet has come to town.
Great.
And what used to be called the outlets is you know, they've rebranded themselves a little bit.
Shasta Gateway,
exactly. But Dan and Ashley Gallier have come into
two
our
darling
community.
Darling little girls.
And their young family, their young people themselves. It is great to see young entrepreneurs, hardworking, you know, millennials and all that get a rap for being lazy. They don't fit any of that. They are personally there making that store the best it can be every day. And it is a great experience to go in there.
And you have a good story to tell about them.
So recently, and again, Dan and Ashley continue to do out-of-the-box things. And so
reaching out in the community, they are everywhere.
They've helped the senior center. They're constantly helping. They've helped with the food drives, you know, stuff the truck, all those things. But recently, they just pulled somebody out of line and paid for their groceries. And you know, pay it forward in Shasta County. What a great thing to do.
Absolutely.
And again, as we talked about our region, those are the kind of places we want to be. We want to be with store owners that do those kind of things and are innovative and striving to succeed. So just very proud of what they're doing. And, you know, it's just a bonus. They're great people and a great family.
We have another business that just recently moved into Anderson, and I'm very familiar with them, and that's Eric and Leanne Heartline. And they
absolutely
have Heartline Tex-Mex
Salsa.
And they have a contract with Winco. They're in Safeway, Holiday Markets. They're in a lot of different places around Shasta County. Some of the best salsa you have ever tasted in your life.
I've seen it before.
Well, you need to try it because it's excellent, and it's made locally, I mean really locally, right there at the Frontier Senior Center in our full-service kitchen.
Right in
they're
Anderson.
Renting the kitchen in Anderson. Absolutely. And they're in the process of looking and building a facility, which I think they're looking right across the street from the Frontier Senior Center.
I think they are.
Tell us about that project.
So we have a couple little places in town where people are looking to populate, let's call them light industrial type buildings, where operations such as what Heartline does can happen. And they're actually very strong. There's a lot of need for that. The marijuana industry in certain areas may have taken a lot of that. Not in Anderson, because it's important to know we're the city that has said no to marijuana. But that light industrial, that place for the entrepreneur to start a manufacturing, light manufacturing business, there's a need for that. So we have some of that coming in Anderson soon. And also the little industrial park that kind of lays between the senior center along 273 and where BJAC equipment is.
Mm-hmm.
That's recently got a new owner and somebody who's done some of this before. So we're anxious to see if he'll bring that forward.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So that'll be good. But the biggest question we get day in and day out is Dunkin' Donuts. Are they really coming? Yes, they're really coming. They have submitted plans. You know, we as a city don't control when they come or they open their doors. All we can do is help. And I think like I compare it to Tractor Supply. So Tractor Supply came into town, built their building, and then it actually sat empty for a long time until the stock side of the world with Tractor Supply, that contract got to town. And so where Dunkin' Donuts is, they've submitted their plans. 130 pages. So welcome to California, because all they're doing is modifying that existing bank at North and I-5 there. But
great location.
Oh, it's an awesome location, but we're in California, and there's a lot of requirements, ADA, and Dunkin' Donuts is going above and beyond. They're going to change the parking lot around. They're doing some things to maximize what their business is good at. And remember, it's Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins, so you'll have both of those there.
Oh, perfect, yeah.
And so we expect that in the next couple months you'll start to see their construction crew move in, make the needed modifications, and then they can open for business. But, you know, they've had a billboard south of town for a long time, and everybody's like, oh, I don't think it's coming. No, they're coming. But, they have other areas they're populating, and we're in line as they finish and complete things, and they move north, opening up their franchises. So.
And the old historic downtown area that's kind of been, I mean, Farmer's Market was there, and then it wasn't, and then something else was there, and then the building went away, and Owens Pharmacy and a couple of other businesses have kind of hung in there forever.
Absolutely.
And now, boom, what's
Shasta
going on
Community
there?
Community Health has purchased what, you know, we kind of as locally call the Farmer's Market location. If you've been down North Street in East there and looked over there, beautiful new building. They're coming right along. But that shopping center took advantage of the opportunity, and they have gone a facelift on their whole little plaza there, and it looks so good. And that infill development and people taking pride in their businesses is so important, because now that looks like someplace I want to be. And I think you're going to see some stuff on East Street across from Shasta Community Health, where people can look now to do a sandwich shop or some other things. Now we have a big employment.
Because there's some people
right,
working downtown
right,
again.
Right.
And we have the old Bank of America building where the Veterans Museum, Shasta County Veterans Museum.
Let's be real clear. That's the Shasta Veterans Museum offices. He's working on building the full-on museum.
That's
I don't want to get Rob in trouble here with what he's doing.
No, exactly. He's working on building the museum, but that is the offices
right,
for that
right, facility. Rob Burrow. So he's doing a great job there. And then the city has recently come to agreement to purchase the burned building location on East Center. So we can get that cleaned up and then get that back on the market and create something good there.
Oh, perfect. That was going to be my next question is, okay, what are we doing over on East Center Street?
So that's a code enforcement issue, and we've had to deal with that through the process.
Mm-hmm.
That process is completed, and as soon as we get the ink on the document, you'll see a contractor out there cleaning it up, and then we can get that on the market and see what kind of great things we can bring, you know, in addition to downtown there.
Well, because we have a lot of, and because there's some good businesses over there.
Absolutely.
I always have to give a plug for my thrift store over on East Center Street, ETC, which is the thrift store that's run by the Frontier Senior Center.
Absolutely.
And the supports the operation of the Senior Center. And so those are all volunteers over there.
I mean, one who's really doing it well on East Center is Brian Nickens and NorCal Carpet.
There you go.
He's taken that old building on the corner in North and East Center. He's bought the one even next door to that and expanded into that. And he's a modern kind of broker. If you look on Craigslist, if you do that kind of following, you'll see his ads there. And Brian is doing a huge amount of carpet sales, him and his son. So, and they have a vision for the block, too. They have a heart for that old downtown. Those are the kind of people we need. Jump clear to the other end, and you have the La Libera family and Brito Bandito.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a guy who started in a trailer in Bernie and has grown that, and they're continuing to grow. In fact, I saw him the other day. They have plans to even do some outside the region. So what a great local story of somebody who's come in. They do one thing well, and they're expanding and doing well. Love to see that.
Right down the block, there's another business that just opened up recently. I visited them around Christmas time with the old vinyl records and all of that stuff.
So you actually have a new music store on East Center Street, and it's attracting a young crowd. They do some things even on the Friday, Saturday evening where people can go and play and do some things, and those are all good things. Those are the things we've missed in those opportunities. But they're also things, to go back to our original discussion, you've got to have a safe community where people want and feel safe going down to those things.
Exactly.
And enjoying life.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back to finish our conversation with the city manager from the city of Anderson. If you have any comments or questions you'd like to clear up, give us a call at 605-4567. We'll be right back after this break.
And, excuse me, 845 on KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program, checking the temperature, it is 52 degrees. Quite a change in the last few days. But the weather, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where customers are warm friends, and very soon we're going to be able to say it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, sooner than we want to say it, actually. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane is a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Let Elements do the preparing for a fabulous Easter brunch at Wind River Resort and Casino on Sunday, April 1st, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Buffet includes carving station with prime rib, pork loin, baked ham, a waffle and omelet station, and an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $25 with River Club card. Children $8. Children 5 and under eat free. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For full menu, download the Wind River app. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
we've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
And it's about 11 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. And, of course, you want to finish out your day with something really tasty. Well, Black Bear Diner is the place to go. A big, juicy burger and a real old-fashioned shake. Or if you want to kick off your day big time tomorrow, how about a huge stack of pancakes and eggs? Black Bear Diner has something for everyone. Get huge portions of good old-fashioned family food at great prices for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Cypress and Hilltop, just off I-5. Feed your inner bear at Black Bear Diner.
Okay, welcome back. This is Trish Clark. It's Thursday, and we're going to finish off the morning here with the city manager from the city of Anderson. We're going to go back to businesses. And then, Jeff, we need to talk just a little bit before we go out of here about the Mosquito Serenade coming up.
Absolutely. And, well, let's keep an Anderson River Park theme here, because the other business I didn't hit on before were the food trucks. And so we had reached out to Todd Franklin when I saw he had an interest in that. Didn't know anything about what he was trying to do really in Reading. Didn't really care, in fairness. That's a modern thing going on. It's a way a person can start a restaurant affordably. Because to start a restaurant, people need to understand it's a big business adventure. The cost of a commercial kitchen, the ADA things, the requirements of today to open a restaurant is huge. So you can take talented chefs, put them in what we call food trucks, and they can just pop up. And you're going to see more of that. You're going to see more pop-up retail. That'll be something we'll have to talk about in the future. But we were able to say, Todd, hey, we have this park. You got to come down here and look. And he hadn't been to Anderson River Park in a long, long time. His wife had played soccer there. And we brought him down and we showed him, hey, I think you could line up here along the river. I think this is that. These are the things we should be doing to take advantage of our natural features.
And that park is full during the summer. It is full. People are everywhere.
Well, that's the idea.
When my wife was visiting Portland on business, that was a stop for everybody, was the Riverwalk with the food truck section.
Right,
and it's huge.
And so, Todd's, we had to convince him a little bit, and there's ABC rules and environmental health rules. Everybody's got a rule. But we worked through that. How can we achieve it? So we did that. And that first night, to see the people show up, in their families and play. And it's not just the food, it's the social element. It's seeing kids be kids and rolling on the grass and enjoying life. That's what we need to be offering in Shasta County. That's the lifestyle that's going to attract people to have their business here. All those elements. And so the food trucks were one of the best things. And so people, well, is he going to go to Reading? No. Todd will be back this summer every weekend in Anderson River Park. We'll have food events. He'll also have something hopefully going in Reading. I know his hearing is next month. He's working very hard with the ABC agency. It's not a City of Reading issue. It's an ABC license issue to get through that. But we need to help these entrepreneurs like this that want to bring us into the current times and bring good things to our community to attract stuff to achieve that. So we've done that. So thank you, Todd, for bringing that to Anderson River Park.
Absolutely, and I'm hearing nothing but positive comments from everybody who is involved in it. We had Todd put one of his trucks up at the city Christmas tree lighting this year.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There's apps like I have some family that lives in Reno, and their Midtown is doing amazing, and they have food trucks, and you can actually, on an app, find out where the food truck is and go to lunch.
Chico's actually doing something similar to that. They have an event. But then during the week, you can get on their app and find out where those particular trucks may be during the week.
I think it's awesome if you want to have a barbecue or you have a big party and you can hire the food truck to come out, park in your cul-de-sac. I mean, I think it's an awesome idea. I think it's great.
It's modern times. But Anderson River Park, so this week at council meeting, we had approved another project. So had some local citizens come to me and say, Jeff, we need a bicycle pump track. What's that? And so you can Google that. So it's a track. You don't really pedal through it. The inertia of the bumps and the turns keep you going. It's something sweeping worldwide right now. They're extremely popular. Redding's done one for the kids. So worked with them a little bit, figured some things out. Josh Miller from Duane Miller Engineering, Donnie, they've come forward and brought some people in to say, here's how to do it. So we're giving them a little space of dirt out along our path into the park, out in the outfield of the softball field, you know, outside of that. And then we're going to build a pump track. We're going to provide the ground and the location. We've done the environmental clearance. And then we'll assist them a little bit with getting the pump track built. It's a little dirt track they're going to build that families and people can come enjoy from 5 to 105 and ride their bikes. And the vision, though, would be if we can make that successful, someday we build a whole little bicycle park. Again, a very family-friendly feature that's being done in parks all over the nation. Those are the things we need to be doing. We need our traditional things, the soccer, the baseball. But we also need to make sure we're moving forward with the times.
And you know, the important part of the whole history of that Anderson River Park is that that has been that connection between what the community wanted and what the city was able to offer them. That's how the soccer fields got there.
Absolutely.
That's how the baseball fields got there. We sold candy bars forever for those soccer fields. Got a loan through the city. They gave us some money. We paid it back with the candy bar sales and all of that over a period of time to build those soccer things. Same thing with the baseball diamonds.
Well, there's
and what
a
have
long
you.
History of partnership with the local citizens. Disc golf is another one.
That's exactly
they've
right.
They've come in and done that. So to have people come forward that want to make this happen, that's wonderful. So we're assisting them, and you'll see that here as soon as we get out of the wet weather a little bit, and we can get that installed. And you can follow Donnie on Facebook and the pump track thing, and I'm sure you'll see a lot about that. The bigger thing that we approved here several meetings ago, we're going to build a splash pad in Anderson River Park. So people don't necessarily know what that is. It's very popular in the southern part of the United States where they have hot weather. Well, I don't know if you've been to Redding and Anderson.
Summer, it works, yeah.
It's hot here, too. So why aren't we building those features here? Because I have two guarantees in Anderson. It'll be hot, and we have water. And Anderson is water. You know, we're water proud. We're very fortunate. And so we're going to build a splash pad where families can come enjoy, and it's a place to cool off. So it'll be mostly jets coming up out of the concrete surface. There'll be a couple features that spill water over for kids to play with. We're going to build that right behind the tennis courts, between the tennis courts and the existing baseball fields. There's an old playground there now we're going to move and redo. So we're going to create a whole new little atmosphere current thing. And then the spin we're putting on it, because of technology today, all these little jets that shoot water, you can have an LED light in those. So at night, we can create a night play with it, too.
Oh, far out.
And or just somewhere you go sit and enjoy the water. And that'll be a summertime thing that's open, but we're actively designing that with a local engineer right now and hope to construct it late spring, early summer, and be open, you know, at least for the latter part of summer. So
yeah, now I live in Anderson. I found out two or three things that I was not aware of, and I'm delighted that that's great moving forward, because we know that the Anderson River Park, everybody in Shasta County is familiar with that because we do the Mosquito Serenade,
right,
which is starting.
And if you haven't been to Anderson River Park, though, we've been putting sidewalk along the river. Why we haven't done this forever, I don't know, but people have had to walk down the road in Anderson River Park, so it won't be too long. You can get in on the sidewalk at the boat ramp driveway and walk all the way to the Mosquito Serenade Amphitheater on sidewalk along the river.
Nice.
And so, but Mosquito Serenade, absolutely, going to start in June. We have all the bands lined up. We're having somebody work on our Facebook page right now, and then you'll see the whole Facebook page will be unveiled, but great bands this year. Bob Seger tribute, along with a Creedence Clearwater Revival. We're starting out the season with Decades, a local band out of Chico.
They're great. They're absolutely great.
You're going to see some country cover this year. You're going to see we have Journey's Edge coming back for some Journey cover. We're really trying to provide our most popular concerts and that type of music to our listeners. So we're expecting a big season.
Fantastic. So I think that it's, there's a lot of negative. We have a lot of the same issues in the city of Anderson that they
Absolutely.
Have all over the state. I think that the community getting involved has a huge part of why Anderson is successful. We have so many people that want to get involved, bring forward, and I would invite the citizens of Redding and the other communities to do the same.
Well,
get involved with your local jurisdictions, and they will respond if enough of you show up to make a difference.
Well, get involved, but we as government need to make sure we're listening and going in with an attitude of here's how we can do that. And because it's easy to say no, it really is, and there's a lot of hurdles put up by the feds and the state and different things. But you employ us to solve those things. And we need to make sure we're focusing on how can we get there or what can we achieve. I think those are important things in government today. And as a region, we talked about this a little bit. I think, you know, we need to talk as a region. What are our priorities? What funding do we have available to fund what things? And will things maybe need to change a little bit? Yeah, they probably will. But they're changing whether we're a part of it or not, because look how our public safety has changed. And so we need to adjust to deal with those issues. We need to make sure we're working on our region as a whole, because our citizens deserve that.
I think, and I got to throw accolades out to the citizens or the staff that we have in the city of Anderson. They are listening. They are very aware of what the community wants. I found the staff that we've got there. Applaud the city council, because they're the ones that are making the hiring and firing decisions in that community. The citizens are paying attention. They're electing people that listen to the people. I think you've got a good council right now. I just applaud the efforts, because you're right. The proactive, listen to the public. That's what we need in our citizens. Starts at the local level. It starts with our community, and that's how we make a difference all the way up. And we start in our very own communities to make that difference. And if you can change it at the local level, it'll flow all the way up to the top.
We have to affect what we can affect.
That's exactly right. And we can't make a difference at the federal level, but we sure can locally.
You bet.
Thanks so much. Thanks for joining us this morning. Sharon, I'm sorry that you didn't have, but I think you learned some things as well.
I want to move to Anderson now.
Thanks for listening.
We welcome you.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is set to meet with representatives of the video game industry this afternoon as part of the overall discussion about reducing gun violence in America.
The meeting comes after the president repeatedly talked about the violence in movies and video games during his public comments about guns and school safety since last month's Florida shooting in Parkland. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida is